move with it. If you open your folders, you'll find in the folder a couple of things. One is an introduction to the course brief, which I'll go through in a moment. One is the is this sheet here, which is the first two units of the actual booklet, which we're studying from Moore College. That is the primary course notes. So if you do go through this and your intention is to sit the optional exam at the end, then the exam is on these notes. So I've given you the first 2 weeks because I'm figuring the first 2 weeks here are for you to check it out if you want to continue before you pay anything. If you do want to go on, then once I register you, they will give you online access so that you can get this. Or if you'd prefer, they can send you a booklet or send me a booklet to give you for another $20. So on these little slips of paper, you'll see there I've got, it's $50 to do the course, and there's another $20 if you want the manual notes as well, and they'll send you the book in where they...
It's all the same as what's online.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So if you're an online person, it's much cheaper, and the online gives you access to all of the units for a year in that early stage, but... only the exam for this particular one. So that's how this sort of works. I can't give you the whole book because that would be breaking copyright, but they've agreed to give me the first two units. And so my suggestion is just check it out the next couple of weeks. I don't need you to give me this back straight away unless you're certain you want to go on and do the course, in which case I'll just register straight away during the week and we can go from there. Okay, well, if I can ask you to pull out the intro details. Let me just quickly go through that so I can give you a bit of a shape of this particular course. This term for school of ministry, we're looking at the former prophets, which is Old Testament 2. So the first five books of the Bible make up the Pentateuch, and that is Old Testament 1. This is the next one in that series, and there are another two to get through the rest of the Old Testament. If you've not done Old Testament 1, that's not a problem at all. This stands alone, although there'll be things that we refer back to as we go, but it stands alone, so there's no prerequisites needed. It's just that's the second part of Old Testament. Okay, the aim of this course, they are fivefold. First, to learn something of the period of biblical history after God's people, Israel, had entered the Promised Land, which is all developed as they move into... at the end of the Pentateuch, the end of the first five books of the Bible, they are on the precipice of going into the Promised Land, and they do with Joshua. And that's what we're going to start with in this particular course. It wasn't all smooth sailing. Israel didn't always acquit themselves well before God. We're going to look at how that plays out in this course. Second, I want to exegetically explore the text of Scripture, not as much today as we will in others. What that means is we're going to actually be looking at passages, quite a lot of the passage, and trying to work out what God's saying through them, through the particular prophets that are speaking at the time. So you can try and work out for yourself what it's trying to do. And I want to develop in us skills for reading the Bible the way the Bible wants to be understood. Third is to engage our hearts humbly before the Word of God. And I hope that you'll get more than just information. This will shape you as a person. Fourth, connect the dots from the Old Testament to the New Testament. It's always good to see how God's plan unfolds, but every so often we'll be able to connect the dots forward to Jesus and then beyond to us. And then I just hope we have some fun. So as a fifth goal, just have some fun getting to know one another and learning the Bible. So the schedule is printed out there. I've jumped over the long weekend because most people like to have a bit of a break. I've asked Des Smith in to do the one on Judges, given he's going to be preaching on Judges in term four, and Arthur Ang is going to do one in October as well when my wife is in Sydney and I have to parent. So I'm going to step out of that one, but otherwise you'll have me for the rest of it. I hope that's helpful. We'll meet here. Now, let me explain a bit of how this works. So the materials for this course are all online. So the course notes that I've just shown you here are all online. Along with that are some spot quizzes and some other reading resources. And so going into the online setup, which will come once you register, gives you a lot more information, and it's a good place to get the, you know, all the extra readings and other things that are there. That's run by Moore College. I've already talked to you about the hard copy booklet. What I will do during the course is I'll give you extra notes. And my aim there is to summarize the course notes into a succinct form, and then I might just give you a couple of extra things in there to develop your thinking out a bit, or I might use it as a way of putting in some exercises. So sometimes those course notes will be a bit more developed depending on how much time I have. I've never taught this course before, but I'll give you extra notes every so often. But what I need you to know is that what you need to pay most attention to is this, because that's what they're examining. So if you're getting overwhelmed by what I'm doing with you, don't stress, just go back to this. It'll give you everything you need to know at a sort of good level. I'm hoping I'll only add to that and make it easier to understand, but that will remain to see as we go through the course. Now, as you go through, there's a couple of resource books. There's something called the New Bible Dictionary. Some of you own the New Bible Dictionary. The readings that are referenced for that are on the online system. If you need help getting them, I can get you those readings. I'll refer to them, and the notes refer to things along the way. For this particular subject, and that particular book is good for all, just about all of the subjects in the correspondence course. So it's a good textbook to have. This one here, the Old Testament Survey, is also a very helpful introduction book in that what it does is it just tries to go through each book of the Bible and gives you a good summary of it. This is an excellent one as well. And again, these readings are on the online system. So one of them I refer to today, you can get it on the online system. So just so you know what it is, but again, if you want some help, then let me know and I can point them out to you or get you some help. And I'll recommend a few other things along the way. If you're a type of person that stresses out because that's just adding more material, don't worry about it. Just ignore that. Just stick to these notes. So depending on what time you've got, if you're working 7 days a week, I imagine you won't have a lot of time. So do what you will. And one of the great things about this course is if you put this much time into it, you'll get this much out. You put this much time in it, you'll get this much out. The reality is we all have busy lives. So just give as much time as you want, and hopefully you'll enjoy it. And here's a little tip for you. I don't know if you know what the term quiet time means. That is, you might read the Bible each day on your own, read a part of God's scripture. It may be helpful to do your quiet times, if you do them, in the form of prophets for the next 10 weeks.
That's interesting, because I just finished reading Joshua. Because I've been going Old Testament, New Testament,
Israel. Yeah. Got up to Joshua. There you go. So that's a good thing to do, because in the end you're being examined on the Bible stuff, and it just sort of makes it more familiar in there. So it's just a tip. I've often found when I was going through these types of courses before, I was just reading my Bible in the area that I was working in, so that may be a helpful way to do that. And if you need any extra help, feel free to let me know and I will do whatever I can. Hope you enjoy studying. Do you have any questions before we get underway of how this will work or operate, that I might be able to make it a bit easier for you? Oh, clear as